Good morning.
Morning.
The document you have before you is a list of the surplus from the 2016 tax sale. I present the statement of surplus bid that was, the sale was held on August the 22nd, 2016, the fourth Monday in August. That is a written statement prepared by statute 140.230. Each owner has been notified of the sale of the property. The original surplus amount bid was $100,638.13. A surplus bid is the amount bid above the total amount that's advertised in the paper. Upon approval of the statement by you, the County Commission, I will give a copy of the statement to the County Treasurer to be credited to the school, County School Fund, and held for a term of 3 years. Within the three-year time period, the owner or legal representative may come forth and claim the surplus bid on their land after redeeming the property or a collector's deed has been issued. After the time period is passed, our county treasurer will distribute all unclaimed surplus funds to the schools as designated. Revised statute 140.230.3 states the county commission shall compel owners to make satisfactory proof of their claims for receiving their money being surplus funds. The process the County Commission has had in place with the County Collector and Treasurer to assure satisfactory proof has been given is once the property has been redeemed or deeded, the document is given to the Treasurer. The Collector and Treasurer have the documentation and the Treasurer releases the funds. Is there any questions in regard to that process? And does the County Commission desire to continue that process?
That is a three-year process that's always been enacted.
Yes, sir. The county, the amount, as you'll see on the paper there, the unclaimed surplus that I would be turning over to the treasurer is $59,073.14. Is it the county commission's desire to, for the county collector to still give that documentation to the treasurer and the treasurer to be able to release the funds to the customer, rather than individually the customer having to come before the commission each time?
No, I just soon do it the way that it's been done for since I can remember.
Yeah, it's the only way that Taney has since we started getting surplus, since the statute changed in 04.
But any time they come forward, even on the third year, then the original owner has the right to retain their property if they pay the tax.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
But now there's two processes there. One is bid down by acreage.
Not anymore, sir. In 08, that's when the surplus started kicking in.
Okay.
It used to, the tax sale used to be you sold it for just the amount that was in the paper. Unless it was a third-year sale, then it went to the highest bidder, which is the way a fourth year it is now. But
so they did away with the acreage.
You yes, sir.
Bid down by acreage on tracks.
Right. It starts at the amount that's advertised in the paper, and the first person bids that, and then it's the rest from that's like an auction. You bid up, okay. And it goes to the highest bidder, and then if there's a surplus, then we hold it, which you gentlemen have before you. We hold it for the 3 years. The owner, when they redeem the property, which we sent them notices right after the sale to let them know if they wanted to redeem it without having to come forth with that surplus, then, and you'll see the ones in there that did come forth and redeem it. When they redeem the property, if it's now after this period, there's a redemption form that they fill out proving their right to redeem, and then the purchaser is paid back what they bid plus the amount of interest and so forth, what their expenses have been at that time. Then the owner can go, they will take that, the form we filled out, the redemption certificate, they can then go into the treasurer's office and they can claim their surplus back. So they're only having to pay their taxes plus all the fees, but they get any surplus bid back.
You say that acreage deal ended in 2008, so that would have been, they were still able to do that till 2011 on a three-year deal, or was it, did the total thing end in 2008?
In 2008, it was no more bid down. It was started the amount of...
But the 3 years that were bid previous to that would have still stayed into effect.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
I understand. I just know people that have done that in the past,
uh-huh.
And so I'm trying to...
I think they realized Taney County was the last county in the state that continued to do that. Other counties changed without the law having changed because it was the problems it was creating. We had a lot of lots that were bid down that you couldn't sell. The way that we started doing after they became the third year and fourth year is we would notify each owner on both sides of it. And if they would come in and buy that lot, it made their lot bigger because, see, it started as one lot, and when they went to bid down, it went down to a two-thirds lot, and it's an undesirable lot then. And on the acreage, it's the same thing. You might take a 40-acre tract that was bid down to 1 acre. And so it, anyway, the law changed to allow us to legally.
I get asked all kinds of questions, mm-hmm. and I want to be sure that I told people exactly in 2010 the acreage deal was still in effect, but the 2008 the law changed, but you had people that had bought property in 2007 that had the three-year option on it, right?
Okay. In 2008 the tax sale, the law took effect I think it's 28th of August 2008. So all tax sales after that started at the amount advertised in the paper and went to the highest bidder.
You know what I'm asking?
Okay, maybe I'm missing it. What is it then? I'm sorry.
Anything prior to that would still continue on in 3 years. That's what Danny's saying.
Anything prior to the sale?
Anything prior to the law change?
Yeah, each sale has to stand for the law that's in effect at that time. So if anybody had a bid down, they would do all the same steps towards getting a deed as they would have at the sale that they bought it at.
Uh-huh. I get to ask all kinds of questions.
Yeah, so there's a lot of little issues.
Do you need a motion from us to accept, to approve?
The reason I brought this out about to give into more detail of the treasurer releasing the funds is the treasurer was at a meeting and that there was some smaller counties that had required them, and she knew that how we had always done it, and they had required their taxpayer to go before the county commission before they could get their surplus back on each one and prove to the county commission by that statute. And I do apologize, I don't think I gave you the copy there. They took it to read because it says county commission shall compel owner agents to make satisfactory proof that they were going to make that proof to the county commission. But for the benefit of all parties,
treasurer couldn't release the money without our permission. What you're saying is in a mass and a vote by the commission, then the treasurer could release those funds anytime, but she couldn't release the funds unless she had some approval.
You're saying it would go through AP and then you'd be voting on it?
Right.
No, it doesn't go through AP. It's it comes from the surplus amount to the treasurer has the list that you have, and when a document is when they've redeemed it, then there's a legal document filed, and it's recorded in the recorder's office. For every document that the collector issues in regard to the tax sale, it's recorded in the recorder's office. and the deed is given. And the statute says that the either document, then giving proof, and then we take the driver's license to they prove who they are, that they are the legal, had the legal right to redeem it. Then they take that document to the treasurer's office, and the treasurer writes a check to them and takes it off of what she's been charged with to collect. Like the collector writes a check to a customer if it's a overpayment or an abatement that has went through and stuff. You're making, the abatement has been approved, and the collector sends a check out of the collector's fund to that customer. The same thing as the treasurer, then the commission has given that. They've given it on record. And when the documentation is given, that's given her the authority to give that taxpayer back.
Is she writing a check, or is she doing a warrant to issue a check?
She's writing a check.
I know there's a process that's been followed for years and years, but I didn't know that that's the way it was, unless there was a vote by the county commission to authorize such action. And that's what I thought maybe you were asking for when you first came in, was to continue the process as it has been done in the past, or for each individual property to be brought before the commission. I thought that's what you were asking.
Correct. I was, just that you would vote to continue the process as it has been done.
What you're needing is this statement approved.
Yes.
And that way, then it can be charged to the treasurer.
Yes.
Move to approve statement of tax sale surplus as presented by collector's office.
I'm going to second it. But I don't. But with discussion.
Okay. We have a motion and a second discussion.
The discussion is, I don't remember doing it exactly this way before. I don't remember this request before.
About the statement, or are you talking about the request of how to continue?
No, I know the statement.
But that's all the motion is. The motion is to approve the statement. The way it's done, I mean, that can be discussed at a later time. It's not even on the agenda for discussion of procedure.
Well, the agenda was tax sale surplus turnover. And when it was when we first started collecting surplus after the law changed, then it was presented to the commission, and the commission at the time voted that it was in the best interest for the treasurer.
Was there a deadline put on that, or a date for it to cease?
No deadline put on it. Okay. And each year when I make the presentation, I just give the statute and present it to you. And Melanie had attended. Is Melanie here?
No, I read that bottom.
Okay.
It just says the shall compel owners or agents to make satisfactory proof. Well, that's, that doesn't mean they have to come before the commission.
No, I don't think so. And I told her that each year when I present it to the commission, I gave them the statute for it, but I said I will make sure that it's understood when I take it to them. She said it. And I hate to say she said, so I'm sure Mel's listening, but that the process was working very well, and that she wanted to continue that. But we just wanted to be sure that everyone was aware. And the customers, once again, have been notified. They don't, that's not a requirement or anything, but as soon as the sale's over, we notify every customer that their property's sold and what they could redeem it for. Okay, so you have entered it in record, and
we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Okay, then we will continue our work as usual. Thank you very much.
Thank you.